Hello, Renee.
Hello, Andrew, and hello, Inga's Nation. You're listening to episode 20 of the CrossFit Inga's podcast, and today we will be discussing nutrition at Inga's in 2019.
That's right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah. We haven't had an episode. This is our first episode of the new year.
Of 2019, yep.
Cool.
All right, so before we get into the nutrition, we're going to talk about some things we got coming up at the gym. First of all, being the Throwdown.
It's coming up on February 2nd.
That's right. Less than a month away.
Yeah.
For all those of you listening, it's less than a month away.
Yeah, so pay attention.
So we're going to do it on February 2nd. Mm-hmm. We always do it usually like the first week in February. It coincides with our anniversary of the
gym.
Right. So this will be 6 years for us.
Yay.
Actually on the 2nd. So the 2nd, I think, was the first day that we were open.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What a way to celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah. So this year we're going to do teams of three. Mm-hmm. So we haven't done this before. It's a little bit different. And so some of the details, we're going to do the RX division is going to be teams of three. We're going to have two guys and one girl. And so that'll be the RX division. Right. And then the scale division is going to be completely open. So basically any combination of guys and girls, you can have all guys, you can have all girls, you can have any combination.
Right.
And the reason that we're doing those are, so the RX division, we typically have, we've looked at the numbers the past few years, and typically we have about 2-to-1 male RX versus mm-hmm. female. So we wanted to try and like even those out a little bit, which is why we're doing the two guys and one girl.
Right.
And we really, really liked last year how the mixed division
that
went.
That was so fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like having the guy and girl pair together.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to do something similar to that again. We liked the idea of doing teams of three, so we figured this would be the best way to like balance that division
sure.
in terms of just the numbers.
Yeah. It'll add a nice little different dynamic. I think it'll be a lot of fun doing it this way.
Yeah, and it'll give us some new opportunities for programming workouts.
Right.
Make it interesting.
Yes. speaking of programming, when will those workouts be released?
So we're going to commit to getting them out by next Friday.
Okay.
So Friday, January 11th is when they're going to be released by, and that way everything will be out and people can get signed up.
Perfect.
So in terms of how to register, there's the event page is already up. So there's a link in our Instagram bio. People can go and sign up. It's going to be $100 per team,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to get a t-shirt as usual, and we'll provide some food as well the
cool.
day of.
Is there a deadline to this?
Yeah, so there'll be a registration deadline. So like you can register pretty much up until the day before the competition,
mm-hmm.
but if you want the t-shirt, there will be a deadline for that, which is usually about a week prior to the event.
Right. So you can get a head count and we can all get...
Yeah, because we need to get the sizes and everything and get those submitted. So if you want the t-shirt, make sure you sign up in advance because there will be a deadline for getting the t-shirt.
Cool.
Let's see.
What
anything else?
Else?
So really, like, just in terms of our goal for this is... it's meant to be like really inclusive, right? So it's a competition, but it's not meant to be super competitive.
Mm-hmm.
It's meant to be a really fun day. And we want like everyone to participate.
Right.
Everyone who wants to participate should be able to. So we'll make it as inclusive as possible in the RX division to mm-hmm. allow as many people to participate there. And then we'll have the scale division as well for those who can't do it RX.
Yeah.
But the goal is to get like as many people from the gym participating as possible.
Yeah. And if you're struggling to find team members, you can always approach any of us, any of the coaches, and we'll try to help you out with that and get you on a team.
Yep. Send us an email, let us know.
Yeah.
We'll probably put up like a sign up sheet on the whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
So if people, you know, want to participate but they don't have a team, just put your name up there and we'll find you a team.
Yep. It's a lot of fun, so we really encourage everyone to participate.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And there'll be more information coming out, like I said, with the workouts and everything. We'll be putting out more posts on the website in terms of registration and all that kind of stuff.
Cool.
Okay, so next.
Nutrition challenge.
That's right.
That's coming up.
Again, yeah. And normally we do this right at the beginning of the year.
Right, so typically we've already started.
Yeah, but we haven't.
Nope, we've changed things up a little.
We've been a little bit... quiet in terms of, like, you know, why we haven't. So we wanted to address that a little bit, talk about what's coming up in terms of nutrition at Inga's this year, and then what we're going to do for the challenge.
Yeah.
So we are doing a challenge. It's going to be, we're shooting to for a start date of Saturday, February 9th.
Okay.
And the reason I say shooting for is because we've got some changes in terms of our nutrition program coming up this year, which we're going to talk about next.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So, we're for all intents and purposes, we will be starting the challenge on February 9th.
Yes. So there will be a challenge.
Yeah. And again, there'll be a lot more information coming out about over the coming week or so. So some important dates that people can keep in mind. So we're going to do that Saturday, the 9th, we're going to do, like a kickoff nutrition seminar.
Yep.
That'll be from 12 to 1 PM, here at the gym. So at that seminar, we're going to talk about the logistics of the challenge. We'll do some nutrition education. We're going to review everyone's baseline numbers and measurements, which prior to that kickoff, we're going to have everyone do an in-body scan.
Right. So like the week leading up to it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we'll do all the initial measurements that week leading up. We'll do the kickoff on the 9th, and then the challenge will officially start on Sunday, February 10th. So that would be the first day of the challenge.
And that will run till
March 8th. Yep. So it's going to be 4 weeks, 28 days, from the 10th to the 8th.
So mark your calendars. Keep those dates in mind, moving forward here. Yeah.
And then we will retest the biometrics and the measurements at the end of the challenge.
Okay.
So the week, or probably the 3 or 4 days leading up to the end of the challenge, we'll redo those tests so that we can compare progress.
Perfect.
So
what are we doing differently, and why is this taking us longer than usual?
Well, so let's talk about what's included.
Oh, that's right.
In the challenge. So what people are getting. So you're going to get basically, so 4 weeks of meal plans and grocery lists.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get 2 in-body scans, like we talked about, before and after. We're going to do the nutrition seminar to kind of kick everything off. We're going to provide weekly nutrition tips and ongoing support from the coaches. And the overall structure of the challenge will likely be pretty similar to what we've done in the past.
Right.
So utilizing the 3-compartment food trays and the scoring system.
Yeah.
There may be a few, you know, minor changes,
mm-hmm.
Just to kind of tweak things or like change things up a little bit, optimize. But the overall structure will be similar to what we've done in the past. So the cost is going to be $99,
mm-hmm.
We're going to limit it to 30 participants. So this is something a little bit new as well.
Sure.
So in the past, we've kind of had it open to as many as possible. This year, we're going to try and limit it to 30 people. And really the reason behind that is we want to have a bit smaller group so that we're really like targeting individuals who are really invested in making a change.
Right.
So that we can provide more support to them. And not have such a large group to manage.
Yeah.
So we're purposely trying to keep it a little bit smaller this year.
So a few changes, but like you said, the structure will be similar, so it will be something familiar, but you are going to be getting a little bit more out of this.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the idea.
Yeah.
So why the changes?
Yes.
So we're currently in the process of partnering with a company called Healthy Steps Nutrition,
mm-hmm.
to sort of bolster our nutrition program.
Right.
So Healthy Steps Nutrition is a company that offers a kind of standalone nutrition program and system that we can implement at our gym.
Mm-hmm.
So to kind of back up a little bit, prior to 2018, we didn't really have like a huge nutrition focus at the gym.
Right. Maybe a few challenges.
Yeah. We would do 1 or 2 challenges per year. That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
In 2018, we started to put a lot more focus on nutrition because it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
And really, to be honest, I mean, I think it was, you know, sort of a disservice not to focus on nutrition prior to that. So it's definitely something that we needed to put more emphasis on.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of one of our goals in 2018 was to do that. So some of the things that we did was we incorporated nutrition into the fundamentals program.
Right.
So we added a day five session, mm-hmm. which the whole purpose of that session was to discuss nutrition strategies with people who are brand new coming into the mm-hmm. program. We purchased an in-body system, which gives us a more accurate and really user-friendly way to track body fat and muscle mass mm-hmm. for either new people or existing members. So everyone that comes through fundamentals also gets a in-body scan now right. as like their baseline. So it gives them a starting point of where they're at, you know, starting in the program, and then they can, you know, track progress over time.
Right.
We've also started to offer individual nutrition coaching to our current members.
Mm-hmm.
So both yourself and Kate
yep.
have gone through the Precision Nutrition Certification.
Yep.
Kate did her ISSA Fitness Nutrition Specialist certification. She's gone through the Working Against Gravity program as a client.
Mm-hmm.
You have some background from doing your physique show, which yep. kind of gave like a different perspective on nutrition.
Yes.
So both of you have like a pretty good background and a wealth of knowledge, and you've been, you know, educating yourselves in nutrition.
Right.
So we've started to offer that as a service to our current members. And really what we're hoping to get, what we're going to get out of the Healthy Steps nutrition program is just to sort of formalize that a
exactly.
little bit more and
yeah.
bolster it, right? Because yep. it's written by, the program's written by a registered dietitian, which gives us a little bit more credibility, I guess, from, you know, from that standpoint. And also allows us to offer more to clients in terms of like meal plans and things
right.
like that, because there's a lot of regulations in certain states about what you can and can't do in terms of nutrition coaching.
And that's one of them.
And that, right.
custom meal plans.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this allows us to do that.
Right.
And it's a system that's, you know, it's proven, it's been implemented at, you know, hundreds of gyms throughout the world. And so right now we're the three of us, yourself, mm-hmm. Kate, and I are going through the training for
right.
the for the program, which is very extensive.
It is. And which is why this challenge
delayed.
Is yeah, not happening until February.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've probably been doing this for what, like the last month or two?
Yeah. I think yeah. we started in the end of November.
Yeah.
Did what was it?
About that.
Okay.
Yeah.
yeah. So we're almost there.
It's very, very, very thorough, which is really good.
Right.
It's been really valuable. So again, just sort of like growing our knowledge base mm-hmm. as coaches again. And the other thing that the program offers is, an app, which
right.
kind of serves as like the back end to keep everything, all the clients and members organized. It allows us to communicate to members, you know, provide additional content and education. So again, just sort of like formalizing that program a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
versus doing everything on like a Google Doc based
right.
system.
It's all in one place and
yep.
easy for you to access and for us to access.
Yep. And really the other driver behind this was to give you, Renee,
mm-hmm.
An opportunity to grow within the gym, right?
right?
So the idea is to have you be the face of the nutrition program
mm-hmm.
and really like take the lead and run it. So it was another, like you obviously have an interest and a passion with this.
Right.
And so it was a great opportunity for you to kind of grow you within the gym.
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. So, and the other thing is, it gives us some opportunities for external growth.
Right.
So we can take this platform and bring it to, people within the community, maybe people who aren't necessarily members of our gym.
Mm-hmm.
So local businesses or other, you know, folks within the community, and offer this as a service to them.
Right.
And maybe as, you know, as a way to kind of bring them into the fitness space as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
So in terms of like the logistics of the system, so you and Kate will essentially be the primary nutrition coaches.
Right.
What's
your role?
My role is, so I'm doing more of like the logistics stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like working on the website and the back end, integrating with our like billing system and all that kind of
right.
stuff, and the newsletter and all that. So kind of more on the, I guess, the tech side.
Yeah. That's appropriate.
Yeah, yeah. I like that role.
I think yeah, it suits you.
Yeah, so that's kind of what's been going on, right? Mm-hmm. Like what we've been doing, why the challenge is a bit delayed this year. So we thought it would be good to give people an overview of the program, so what
right.
it looks like.
Right.
So you want to tackle that?
Yeah. So when you decide to work with us, it's going to happen in a couple of different phases. So that first phase, we're going to set up an initial consultation. And during this time, we want to learn as much about you and what your lifestyle looks like. So what your routine is, what a day looks like as far as your food goes, your drinking, do you eat out a ton, and what that food looks like, the quality of it. So we want to try to get as much information as possible from you. We're also going to test your biometrics. So we'll use the InBody, we'll take measurements, we'll teach you how to take measurements on yourself as well, so it's something that you can do on your own. And we want to discuss goal setting. So we'll set goals, both long-term and short-term goals. And we want these to be SMART goals, which we've discussed in the past. So we
refer
want...
Refer back to episode whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly.
It's in there somewhere.
We've done that one, yeah. So we want these goals to be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-sensitive. But going back to both long-term, what you see in 1 to 5 to 10 years, and then short-term, so within the next few months, we'll set those goals. And then we're going to give you a little bit of education. So we want you to have somewhat of an understanding about food and macronutrients and what a carbohydrate does and proteins and fats. So that way you are also learning as we go through this process and why you're eating what you're eating.
Yeah, which is really important.
Right, yeah. Right. And you're going to get a custom meal plan. So going back to us using being backed by a dietitian will allow us to give you custom meal plans, which will be for specific to what your goals are. And we're going to have lots of great recipes to suggest to you. And then we're going to give you some action steps. So based off of all of the information that you've given us and what your days look like and what your biggest struggles are, we are going to give you, so we're going to start small and so things aren't very overwhelming for you, and create small action steps for you to tackle once you mm-hmm. leave this initial consultation. For example, maybe you're not someone who eats breakfast, so maybe that's going to be your little action step is to try to eat breakfast every yeah. single morning.
Yeah.
And we'll give you ways to help tackle that.
And I think the idea is to try and like meet people wherever they're at, right?
Exactly.
So like everyone's goals are going to be different.
Right.
You know, if maybe someone's really, really new to this and it's going to be like a little simpler, whereas there might be people that are, you know, have a little bit more education on nutrition and those goals are going to look different than someone who's very new.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, totally. So that's the great thing about this is it's custom to you.
Yeah.
And we're going to utilize MyFitnessPal for those of you who are familiar with that. Maybe you're already doing that and you're familiar with that app. If you're not, we'll give you step-by-step how to get that going. We talked about the Healthy Steps Nutrition app, which we will also be utilizing. That's going to help us stay connected. We'll have videos in there, recipes. We'll be able to do some check-ins.
And it integrates with MyFitnessPal.
Exactly. Yep. So that's pretty cool. So that's going to be like the first phase of this. And we'll set up a meeting to meet in a month and see how things are going. And then we'll get you into that phase two, where it's going to be that ongoing support, where we're going to continue making adjustments as we go. As far as accountability goes, that could be on a weekly basis. And we want to set you up for success, where it's not just you do the challenge and then what happens after that. With this, and we'll get into kind of that little piece next, but we want to keep things going. So it's not like you totally fall off the wagon once the challenge is over.
Yeah, it's meant to be an ongoing system.
Right.
Right. Like, it's not like we have one consult and then that's it.
Exactly.
It's an ongoing program where we're making changes to whatever your plan is, like adjusting those action steps,
right,
adjusting your goals, adjusting the plan that you're following so that we're making sure that you're reaching the goals that we set.
And continually educating you guys on all of this so that way you do have the knowledge to learn and to keep going and to feel confident with it yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So
how can people start?
Yes.
So some options to start. So I guess there's kind of three different ways that people can get into the program.
Mm-hmm.
So for non-members, so someone that's new to the gym,
mm-hmm,
we're going to have a fundamentals plus nutrition option.
Okay.
So we'll have like our standard fundamentals program, and then there'll be an option to do fundamentals plus nutrition.
So like an add-on.
Yep. And so that'll basically get you like the customized nutrition plan like right in fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll essentially do what you just described through that initial consult,
right,
as you're going through fundamentals. So you get that nutrition plan in addition to the fundamental sessions. And then once you graduate fundamentals, then you would, then graduate into like an ongoing coaching program, which would essentially be what you described as phase two.
Right.
Right. So that's for someone who's new to the gym coming through. A current member, mm-hmm, would basically do the initial consult, so what you just described,
right,
and then graduate into the ongoing coaching or phase two. So
yeah,
exactly what you just kind of went through. The other way to get into the program would be by starting off with a nutrition challenge, which is very, relevant to us right now because we're getting ready to do one.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So, going through the nutrition challenge would essentially be like, your initial consult or, mm-hmm, your phase one. You would get everything that we described in the challenge. You would get all that information. And then once you complete the challenge, if you want to continue in the program, you would then graduate into the ongoing coaching or phase two.
Right.
So those are kind of the three different ways to go about it. Depending on what each individual's needs are, there may be different levels of accountability in terms of like how often we meet with you,
mm-hmm,
or how often we follow up, how often we review food logs or make changes, things like that. But again, the goal is to meet people wherever they're at,
mm-hmm,
in their journey.
Right. So if someone's interested right now about getting started or seeking out more information, what should they do?
So I'd say, definitely come talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
We can give you more details on the program. I think probably the best way to get started right now, because we're getting ready to do the challenge, is to do the challenge, to,
right,
sign up for the challenge, because that'll essentially get you into the program,
mm-hmm,
right? So, we're going to be providing everything that you went through with that initial consult is essentially going to be part of the challenge.
Right.
And then if people are interested in continuing on after that, then they could graduate into more of an ongoing coaching program. So the challenge is meant to be, it's obviously not going to be as individualized and customized as like going through the program one-on-one,
mm-hmm,
but it's still a good way to get into that ongoing coaching if that's something that you're interested in.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And and we can always set up to do like a free consult if you're just interested in getting more information. So just, reach out to us through email or at the gym, come see one of us and we can get you set up to do a free consult if you just like more information.
Cool.
So definitely stay tuned for more info both on the Throwdown.
Yep.
There's going to be a lot more information coming out on that as
very
well.
Soon.
Very soon. As well as the nutrition challenge. So we'll be putting up like how to get registered,
mm-hmm,
and we'll reiterate all these important dates that we talked about, how to get signed up, what it's going to look like, all that kind of stuff. So that will be coming out over the next couple of weeks.
Cool.
And we'll keep people posted. And if, like I said, if you have any questions, just come and talk to us and
we'll get you set up.
Exactly.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for listening and we will see you in a couple weeks. 2 weeks?
I think so, yeah.
2 weeks for another episode of the CrossFit Ingas podcast.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.